Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, if you jump on the Facebook page, another social survey today. The question, I guess, easy to ask, a little bit tougher to respond to. Should students be punished for walking out of class? For those out there that don't know, this is the first of what's going to be a few walkouts and protests because of the Parkland shooting. Students across America are walking out today, and the question revolves around that. Should they be punished for walking out of their class? And so, you know, in this state, students go from an age of 6 to 18 years of age. So I throw the 18 in there because at 18, we're all adults, if in fact that matters at all. 766-9370, should the students be punished for walking out today, for marching, for all the students, the 17 that perished there at the Parkland High School in Florida? I'll start with producer Dana. Dana, should they? Should the students be punished for protesting and or walking out? And this is going to happen at schools across California as well.
Absolutely not.
You're saying no?
No.
Okay, Joe? Do you think the students should be punished?
I don't think so, no. I don't know why you would want to. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
They're showing support. They're doing it for students across America, not only for the last school shooting, but, excuse me, for any of them that happened. It's just young kids supporting young kids. You know?
Okay, fair enough. Dana, why do you think they should not be punished?
Because basically, the First Amendment, everybody has a right to peacefully protest something if they decide they want to.
Okay.
Is that the First Amendment?
Yeah.
It's part of it, yes.
Part of it, yeah. The First Amendment states that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
And peacefully is a key word for me, definitely. There should not be any violence. Absolutely.
Okay.
I agree with that as well.
So, 766-9370. Joe says it shows good support for the students. Dana says it's part of their First Amendment, part of our Constitution. And just so you know this. No, I'm going to hang on to that. I'm going to hang on to this little tidbit because I don't know how many people know about this in the state of California. Care to get my thought on this? Anyone?
First things first, do we even need to ask what your thought is on this?
Yeah.
And do we care to get your thought? I care, but I'm scared.
I say yes. F yes. Punish them to the full extent of the school and the law. These kids that are out marching and protesting, it's a waste of time. And if they're in high school or if they're in grade school or they're in junior high, not only should they be given Saturday school, detention, suspension, expulsion, they should be paddled. You know what? They could be in junior college. Paddle them. You're not going to walk out. You're not going to walk out and you're going to hold up a stick and a sign and you think that, what's that going to do? Catch bullets?
Oh,
you think that's going to resurrect the 17 lives that were lost?
They have walkouts for far less things. They have senior day walkouts and skip school days and play hooky day. There's all kinds of things kids do.
And they should be punished for not doing their job. And when you're a student, when you're attending school, your job, just like as adults, we go and do work for money. Their job, even though they don't get paid, is going to school and getting grades and doing their part of their job. When you're a kid, that's your job. And the only reason I say that they should be punished is because I want you to look at protest and what it brings. Nothing. If you want to go out and make change, get with your legislators. Change the laws. Take actual action. Don't walk around a bunch of people with a bunch of signs and have it end up on TV to raise awareness, because after that, and you go home and go to bed, everybody stops thinking about it. No one else cares. And I'm just being truthful. I'm really being truthful.
That.
766-9370.
The protesting from the NFL caused a huge bunch of awareness. I mean, that had a lot to do with a lot of stuff. That went on for a long time.
Okay, but what did it ultimately change? And again, this is a privatized business. Okay, but what did it change within the NFL?
Well, I don't know that protesting changes every time people protest.
Mm-hmm.
But change does happen from protesting.
Okay, I'm not going to go too deep on that, but there's a little bit of room there. Okay, I think multiple protests.
I won't say every, but some.
Yeah, multiple protests over years brings multiple awareness, and it starts moving the motion toward change.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that. There is some truth to that. But what has come from the NFL Kneelgate? I mean, legitimately.
Anger.
I mean, anger. There's been, you know, but Papa John's, he's no longer the sponsor because he got in on it. You know what it did? You know what Neil Gate brought? It brought Pizza Hut to the table. It brought Pizza Hut in to make them the official provider of the NFL pizza.
I got to say, I'm personally happy about that because I love Pizza Hut.
Joe loves Pizza Hut. Yeah, 766-937. You can jump on and chime in. We'll get to some of the social survey questions, too. Ryan, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, I got to agree with Dog. I mean, you can't just walk out. I think the biggest problem is that the teachers are pushing this on the students. It's not their own idea. And ultimately, it all comes down to children aren't getting the belt anymore.
You think the teachers are pushing this on the? You don't think it was the kids' idea?
There's an actual student that tweeted. I believe he's from Southern California, and he said that the teachers are forcing them to do it. I think a large enough portion of them wanted to do it that they just kind of decided to shut down the school essentially. And in the East Coast too, you got the teachers that are striking. So I don't know if there's any correlation with that, but. I mean, the whole thing, it's just like the college students.
Well, I think the teacher strike, that's for pay and benefits, though. I think that's a separate...
Well, that's a separate issue, definitely. But, the teachers are definitely pushing an agenda on these students, and I personally feel like they should leave that at home and let the kids, you know, come up with their own opinion.
Okay, fair enough. 766-9370. On Facebook, the social survey, Deanna says, in my opinion, nope. Let them exercise their right to protest. These kids are the next generation of leaders. If they can make change, let them. So she says, no, they shouldn't be punished. Jennifer says, absolutely not. They shouldn't be punished. They deserve the right to be heard and to speak their minds about what is right for them. Any school that doesn't support the stance is part of the problem, and this is a learning opportunity in America. This is about studying the rights. Peaceful protest is a right. Lisa says they should not be penalized, but class should not stop just because they're not there. So,
meaning if other kids wanted to come, that they should still be able to go to school.
Go through their studies.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably a good thing. Good idea.
And then there's this, though. Just because you have the right to protest, nowhere in the Constitution does it say, though, that someone can't punish you. Or stick to their standard school standards or traditions.
But what would we actually be punishing them for? Well, I mean, when it comes down to it, what are they doing today? So they're missing a day of school. I mean, they're not going to protest for the rest of the week.
Not even a day. I think they're only going out for a certain amount of time.
A few hours here or there or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what really would we punish them for? I mean, they're not doing anything wrong.
In the state of California, here where we live, California law requires everyone between just age 6 and 18 to attend school. Due to the law, schools typically do hold a right to take disciplinary action if students miss class, even if it's for a protest or in another form of expression. A student who misses more than 30 minutes of class without an excuse 3 times during the school year is classified as truant under state law. However, schools can't punish students more harshly than they would for an unexcused absence, meaning just because they're walking out now, the school can't give them a stiffer punishment because this is a protest and not an, you know, unexplained, unexcused absence.
And they take it seriously, too. That's the trouble with something like this, because if you've even got a younger child that you've got to deliver to school in the morning, if you're late with them, not only is your child truant, but you are a truant parent.
Well, okay. Now, what about this? Just we've all heard about these cases where people, you know, the kids walk into school, they're run over by a car. They're now, because the kid was getting off a school bus and decided to jaywalk across the street to go get candy, car hits the kid. There's been lawsuits where parents are saying, hey, you were responsible. You were the protector of my child. That was on your watch. What happened? So I ask this question. What if these students walk out of class and they do this peaceful march? And something happens, like they get run over, they impede traffic, there's a running of a mob and people get trampled and the kid becomes injured or, God forbid, loses their life. Who's that on now? Does it make good sense to allow the kids to go?
Is it on school's time as soon as you leave the house in the morning?
Some say.
That's where you got to draw the line. Where does it become on school's time? Once they enter school grounds, once they make their way to school?
They fought even saying that as soon as they enter that school bus door, when they walk up the steps, school property until they get home.
That's true. If you're on the bus, but we're talking about walking.
Yeah, but some of these people are protesting on the football fields of the school campus. Some of them are walking out into the parking lots of school grounds, so technically still on school time and property. So what if they caused a traffic hazard because of this protest? A car jumps the median, runs into the parking lot, slams into two or three kids because they're protesting and they're not in class. Who's that on?
Okay, I see it from that point of view as well, but think about this.
Uh-huh.
They're protesting in the parking lot of the school. They're protesting on the football field of school. Think if they left school grounds.
Okay.
And were protesting in the streets, on the corners, in the cities. That would be way more trouble than what they're doing right here.
But what if
you wreck your car across the median because you're looking at a protest on the football field?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You're not a good driver.
No, you're not a good driver, but protests, what they do, more than disrupt and change policy, politics, or laws, they distract people from their day-to-day lives. People that are just getting from point A to point B. It's disruption for them. That's what it does.
That's what it's meant to be, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and you can see how someone could, you know, go over a median and hit kids.
Okay, but again, that's their fault if they're doing it on school grounds.
Yes, it is. 766-9370. We got to do the cash real quick. Hold on. I want to go to this call. Dana's on the phone with her, and her name is Dana. Dana, can we get this one on right now? Dana, good morning. Welcome. What's up?
Hey, my name is Dana. I'm in Citrus Heights. I just wanted to comment on a caller that called in earlier and said that the schools are actually having the kids go out of school. That is accurate. I just dropped my kids off at Pasture Middle School, and they are scheduling in their day a 17-minute protest in the middle of the day.
Now, come on. This is what's happening. Now I have a problem with this. One, I don't think you should be allowed to go out and protest without getting punished. Two, a protest isn't orchestrated by the system or the institution that you're protesting. The school
can't... Well,
they're
not protesting the schools, are they?
Well, yeah, but if you're going to go against the establishment, and the schools can't keep the kids safe, and law can't keep the kids safe, and the... You don't go against the establishment. The establishment can't give you the protest. That's like saying, hey, we're going to make this part of our curriculum. No!
Something I should have probably learned before we delved into this subject today is, what are they actually protesting about today?
What they want is they want gun laws changed, and they want more safety at schools, and they want Donald Trump, and they want the politics, and they want the lawmakers, and they want the schools, and they want the adults to fix their lives so they can be safer, and they want more gun control and safety at school.
Okay.
And this is all stemming from Parkland and the other previous shootings.
Well, you mentioned Donald Trump. They certainly shouldn't be upset with him, other parts of the government, but he's kind of on their side at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Everybody's on these kids' side. Everybody says they are, but they want true change.
Like the government's kind of, and the media's kind of on. So that's what, when I ask, what do they protest? Are they protesting that people agree with them?
They want something done. You can agree all that you want. You know, everyone can say they want gun control. They want strict this. They want strict that. The kids want action. They want to be safe at school. And they say that this talk goes on and on every time a school shooting happens, but nothing gets done.
We're happy you agree with this. We're happy you're behind us. But until you do something, we're going to protest for 17 minutes today.
Absolutely.
I got it.
So, Dana, your kids told you today, you show up at school, that school's going to make them walk.
Basically, and my daughter, who's 12 years old, has basically said she doesn't want to do that. I mean, it's in her eyes, she's goes to school to go to school, you know? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's a waste of our taxpayer dollars.
So, what did you tell your daughter? Did you tell your daughter to protest the protest or to go with them?
That's
comical. Well, I mean, I told her that she needs to do, you know, what the teachers tell her to do, basically. But at the same time, I mean, I don't agree with it. I know what the kids want, but this protest isn't going to change anything.
Well, that's where I'm at, too, and I just think protests are just, they're just so stupid. They're just so stupid. I've talked about it time and time again. If you want to change something, go out and get your hands dirty. Standing out there with a stick and a piece of cardboard, stupid.
Yeah, but you're thinking of the protests where these idiots go get across the freeways. I mean, that's nonsensical.
I don't care what the cause is. It's the action that pisses me off because they're not taking real action. If you want to change the laws. Go see your legislators. Talk to your politicians. Do something active to make a formidable change. Standing out with a stick is going to do nothing but piss people off. That's all it does. Now, I agree with you, Joe. Protest after protest after protest and discussion after discussion.
Well, I don't know how you'd change a law. It seems to me like if you don't do it this way, you can't say I want something done and then just go get a law change. That doesn't work in this country. Even though we're a democratic country, you hear the people that I see complaining on Facebook and that I see bitching about things in states. They can't. Nothing can be done about it. They're pissed with high gas. They're pissed with taxes. It's this. It's that. It's because who's president? You know, there's so much that everyone's angry about, and no one can do anything about any of it
because no one wants to take action. See, and this is just another form of bitching. Protesting is a PC way of saying they're bitching. Tony,
I don't know if I see it that way.
Welcome. What's up? What do you want to add?
Well, guys, I just wanted to say, for the record, I'm a huge supporter of the Constitution. The First Amendment is something I hold near and dear to my heart. But I would like to throw in the mix that I think that the kids should be met with the same type of response as they are stating that they're invoking their right to the First Amendment. They should be met with the same response if these kids were also invoking their right to the Second Amendment and open carrying at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you saying that you agree with the Florida teachers carrying guns, which is being talked about, and I think they're going to start doing it?
What I'm saying is you can't pick and choose between which constitutionally protected rights,
yeah,
because they're not granted rights by the Constitution. You can't pick and choose, that you need to either decide to accept all of them and work together, or just shut up about the guns and go march
and understand that you can bear arms and blah, 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 and leave the other stuff alone. I get it.
Viewpoint. I think there's probably a lot of folks that would agree with that. But then that being said, does that mean that any amendment or any constitutional right that we have should never be addended?
Or amended,
or
yeah.
amend whatever that word is, or changed, you know, were they correct from the beginning on? I don't know. I mean,
the forefathers, when you think about this, and I know we're going a little sideways, 766-9370, the amazing thing is, think about the forefathers. They didn't understand cars. They understood nothing about broadband, Wi-Fi, tablets. They didn't understand that there was going to be an AR-15 or an AK. They knew nothing about this.
They lived at a time in life, bro. They didn't even have shoelaces.
No. They had nothing. And for them to foresee, for the forefathers to foresee that these constitutional rights and amendments could go on if lived by them and used properly and adhered to, they work forevermore. All you have to do is stick to them. And I can't believe, I mean, the forefathers were genius to come up with this. I mean, it blows my mind how these things are so bulletproof and so covering and so widespread for everybody. I don't know how they did it. It's just, it's amazing. It's an amazing piece of law.
Well, you had to be a group of smart individuals to basically want to leave dad.
Yeah.
And take the house next to dad that's bigger and better and cooler than his.
Yeah.
Without his permission. And then fight dad, and then win.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, they had to, in order to put all
after
that
breaking
together,
free from their homeland.
They had to be smart, dude. There's just no, a bunch of dumb people could have never pulled that off.
It's just so prophetic, and it's just so, there's so much wisdom for them to see into this day and age, into 2018. They really did. That's why they're the forefathers.
They thought a lot about it before they built it.
Yeah,
you know?
They were just sitting around drinking bourbon. Yeah, just come on, let's screw with people down the road.
Well, you know what? They took everything that wasn't working.
Yeah, they had a lot of history behind them
and
to
then,
fix it.
You know, tried to make this country different in that, I think. I don't know. You
yeah,
know?
They had a lot of history behind them to make it better. Let's see here. Nobody really saying that, oh, Maura. Maura doesn't want him punished. Maura, good morning. Welcome.
Hi. My name's Maura. I graduated high school 2016, so just like a year and a half ago. And I follow a lot of the Parkland students on social media, and I saw what was happening this morning. And, Dog, I'm sorry. I think you're full of it. I think this is a huge step. I absolutely do not think students should be punished for protesting the lack of gun laws and the lack of change being made, because this has been happening for so long now, mm-hmm. and nothing really gets done. What needs to be done, Maura?
What needs to be done? We had the last caller, Tony. He called up and he said, hey, you could exercise your First Amendment, but you got to appreciate those exercising their Second Amendment. So what do you say to someone that says that? Do you agree or disagree with the amendments in our Constitution?
You're talking about the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually a hunter myself, and mm-hmm. I believe that you should be able to own guns, and that's a right for you. I think it is. I think it's a right to be able to protect
yourself. You don't need to think it. It is. It's written.
Well, to hear you speak like this is really cool.
And I want to give you the floor, yeah, because you're 16. Graduated. You're 18
really
now.
It's really cool to hear this come from you, from such a young person.
Keep going.
I'm 19. But I do believe that the issue here isn't just guns. I think it's automatic guns. It's things with bump stocks. It's things that have high-capacity magazines that were particularly, they're made to kill a huge amount of people in a small amount of time.
Okay, so if you just, okay, I gave you that, so let me just ask you this, Maura. If you take that gun that fires off all those rounds in that short amount of time with a bump stock, or even, you know, it's just a fully automatic gun, if you set that gun on the table, how many people is it going to kill if it's not in the hands of someone who's psychotic or wants to cause harm?
I don't understand why anyone would need something like that.
It's not up to you to understand. You don't need to understand it.
That's the fight or the battle, Myra, that people are you know, upset about, is because they'll say, well, you don't really need to understand why I need it. The fact of the matter is I can have it, you know, and for most people, that gun in their hands would never be a problem, you know?
Yeah.
It's for the rare few, and that's the unfortunate part of it.
If I could, because I've heard your side, and I appreciate you calling. It's cool that you called, and I want to give you as much time as I can.
It is.
But you can see on I-5, you know, here in the Sacramento area, you get up by, you know, the Laguna area in Elk Grove, speed limit 70 miles an hour. Why is there a reason to have a car with 700, 800 horsepower, 500 horsepower? Why is there a reason to have a car that goes 140
true.
Miles an hour?
I completely agree with that. That's a really great point.
It's not. It's an awful point. The law is
he
posted.
He makes that point because if he could have a car that had 750 horsepower, he would be floorboarding right now.
Well, what I'm saying is the law is there. If you break the law, you go to jail. You're punished. The laws exist. Just because the car has the ability to go 140, the state law doesn't give you that. It says you can't use it. So if you do, you're breaking the law. You're making a poor choice, or you have a mental disability. You cannot restrict people from having what they can afford or want that can legally use it.
That's why the whole gun debate and all that doesn't make much sense. It's not much about the things being used to take life or whatever. It's about the individual doing
it. Really is.
It, you know?
I do appreciate
That's
you
true.
Calling up. More, and I appreciate your insight, and I know this hits closer home to you because you're a younger student. You just got out of high school, so you're living in this. You know, I'm some old guy that went to school at a time where, you know what, if a kid brought a knife to school, it was like a big, big deal.
It wouldn't even imagine if you graduated last year. You're just an old guy. You live in an old person's world. You and the boss, it seems.
Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg, this is what he said. He said that he supports high school students walking out, even though it's against California state law. He says he's going to join the protest against gun violence today. And Mayor Daryl Steinberg, what he's going to do is he's going to join the Sacramento City School Superintendent Jorge Aguilar and the school board president Jesse Ryan, and they're going to meet at Hiram Johnson High School, and they're walking out as well. They support students who do it, and they encourage those to join them. So now we have politicians, city leaders, and school leaders encouraging the kids to protest. How is that right?
I think it's a good idea.
Why?
It's making these students feel as if they matter. Yeah, their voice matters, and I think that's a good thing to make them feel.
And I apologize. I'm going to say this right now, and Daryl Steinberg, pussy. He has missed a golden opportunity to teach and to be in a power position and teach people and students how to go about doing things the right way and doing legal change and taking processes and steps toward legislation. He's giving these kids a cop-out, thinking that, oh my God, if I hold a stick and I walk, it's going to change the world. He's missed a golden opportunity, and he's hooking up with school superintendents and teachers to do this. This is the weak way out. It's a golden teaching lesson, and he's doing it the wrong way.
I don't know about that guy anyway. I couldn't even tell you what he looked like. If I saw him staging a walkout in front of a school and he came walking out, I wouldn't even know that was the mayor. He's got a lot of work to do.
And to God.
That guy.
And to God. Daryl Steinberg was on TV about 2 weeks ago. Joe said this to me. He looked at the TV. He goes, who's that?
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
And I said, you got to be kidding me, Joe. I go, that is the mayor of Sacramento. He goes, no, it's not. I go, yeah, that's Daryl Steinberg. He's like, it's the first time I've ever seen him.
You think 50 people could tell you who that guy is?
Probably not.
I don't remember him campaigning. How he got the job is beyond me. I've never even heard his name before. Daryl Steinberg.
Who the hell is that guy?
Well, nobody knows who he is because no one can find him at his desk. He's always out protesting.
Well,
I demand his resignation by COB today. He needs to be impeached. I'll say that right now. He needs to be impeached.
I don't know. Would anyone even know?
Maybe he's already been
and
impeached.
He was?
Yeah.
I mean, what has he done?
Oh, my God.
You go from Kevin Johnson to that guy. I mean, Kevin Johnson made a name for himself.
Yeah, he built an arena is what he did. Daryl Steinberg, he's leading protests. So 766-9370, if you can hang on, we'll come back. We'll do more. Also, you can jump on the Facebook. Chime in, social survey. Should the students be punished for walking out today?
Dog and Joe.